Wes, I guess obviously this is called Beef Day on the Hill type of thing. How do you think the event went today?
This is one of our quarterly meetings, and this is one of the most important ones, and it's very enjoyable. We get to come up here and go around and visit with all our legislators. We get to meet with someone from the governor's office, commissioner of agriculture, chief financial officer, and just finished up meeting with Herschel Vineyard of DEP. And it's a very productive meeting, and we just always want to come up, you know, during session and see what's cooking in regards to agriculture, and we want to be at the table at any of those discussions.
I know each and every year they always talk about it, no matter who I talk to, when they see the cowboy hats and boots come in town, they know who's here.
Yeah, we're very well received, and they all just some really great friendly people up here, and we enjoy coming. It's just a nice event. It's, you know, maybe other than our annual convention in Marco, this is my favorite function of the Florida Cattlemen's Association.
And then obviously we kind of close off the street here in downtown Tallahassee this evening and invite them all to come and join us.
Yeah, we've invited them to come down here, and we're cooking quite a bit of food here. We have a band playing, you can hear in the background, and it's just a great time to get together. So we invite our legislators and their staff to come down here, and we just meet with them and kind of enjoy the evening. It's just beautiful weather here.
From what I understood, there was 100-plus Florida cattlemen here today. I don't have the exact number, but looking at next year, for somebody out there that didn't come, how important is it for them to maybe show up and maybe take part in this next year?
Oh, it's very important because, you know, we're kind of guilty as cattlemen of staying in the woods and enjoying the cattle and horses and everything that we do on a day-to-day basis. But coming here and really understanding what's going on, because those issues can affect you more than those issues on the ranch. And often you'll hear a first-timer come, and once they come and they've been kind of immersed in this and get to go around and talk to legislators about issues that are important to us, they'll just say, this is awesome. I'm coming back next year, and I'm bringing some of my friends. So it's really quite an experience, and I would really encourage anyone who owns cattle that's not a member of the Florida Cattlemen's Association to join the Florida Cattlemen's Association. But then also, if you're a Florida Cattlemen's Association member, plan on coming next year to the legislative quarterly up in Tallahassee.